All right, here we are. We're going to talk about the goal checklist, which is kind of a cool checklist. It has a list of all the values that you could kind of tap into. It's a big, long list. I really got to be honest, I didn't really go that much into it. You go into the values sheet, and it'll kind of tell you what you want as far as your values. If you want to take this step, by all means, go through it. But I really like the Life Goals Tracker the best. That allows you to track your goals in any area of your life. It's broken down and pretty good. Gives you some examples of how to do it, which I think is good as well. And again, you don't have to list that many. I mean, I don't want you to fill out a whole form. I don't want this to be an excruciating process that you go through and if you're like, man, this is such a pain. Like I said, pick the top three areas that you want to improve. Career, your health, creative, whatever, and then just go ahead and do it. And then there's an action plan template that you can use based on what we talked about. There's a calendar. Again, I don't really use that either, but it's there if you want to use it for sure. And then there are also some examples of the Goal Life Tracker. And there's also some examples of the action steps, the action plan that you're going to actually do. This is a great sheet that you can use to use when you're doing your goals, setting it up. I mean, obviously, if you have some other system that you use, by all means, you can use that. I mean, I just thought I'd make it easy. There's a lot of people that don't have something like this. Fill in the blanks. If you don't like using Excel, print it out and write it out, or just copy what it is. The whole goal here is to be simple as possible, and by the same token, as detailed as you want, as detailed as you need. So let's make that very clear. So let's go into the next thing. This next thing I think you're going to find to be quite interesting. This is what I call your ultimate lifestyle. And your ultimate lifestyle is a sheet that you can use. And this is, again, obviously one that is more of a financial situation. But what I wanted to show you is how you can kind of, I talked about doing the dream building. This is a perfect way to do it. I've set everything up in the Excel spreadsheet. Everything that's in here, you can change any of these numbers. And I did an example of what it would cost. Now, the reason I do this is because I want you to see in numbers what some things cost at the extreme level. You can change these forms any way you want to reflect what you're looking for. But when somebody tells me they want to make, $1 billion a year, or they need to make $10 million a year, whatever, which I do get, is I want to show you a pretty lavish ultimate lifestyle, I think, and you tell me if this is true. And okay, so let's go through it. Main residence, I have it at a cost of $1.5 million. Comes in at $9,000 a month for the mortgage. And then yearly, it's about $108,000 yearly to have that house. I have a second home, vacation home, at $750,000, half the cost of the main residence. And that's at $5,500 monthly, $66,000 yearly. I have a couple cars here, each of them at the $100,000 level, which is about $2,000 a month, $24,000 a year. A vacation every 90 days. Now, I will say this vacation is like a super vacation, and it's one that you could use for the whole family. So I'm saying, hey, here you go, here's a vacation. Take your entire family, $35,000 for the vacation. Four times a year, it's $144,000, and it's $12,000 per month. A full-time personal chef, which you may or may not want, but I put that at $90,000, that's $7,500 a month, $90,000 a year. Full-time nanny or housekeeper at $42,000 a year, $3,500 a month. I rounded the numbers out, so I didn't want it to be totally, ridiculous, like $3,333.33, all right? Full-time gardener, $2,500 a month, $30,000. Fine dining. Now, what that means is going out to eat throughout the entire year, $36,000 to go out and eat. And if you divide $36,000 divided by 365 days, that's like $100 a day of going out. All right? Now, if you went out once or twice a week, you know, you obviously take that number and flip it. It could be higher. This number could be higher if you're more into that. Groceries. You know, I really went big on the groceries because you need big groceries in order to make sure that the fine dining chef is taking care of business. I put random bills around $60,000. Insurances, you know, other things like that. Electricity. It might be a little more, it might be a little less, but lavish Christmas, $30,000. So that's coming in at $2,500 a month, $30,000 a year. Lavish birthdays, $30,000, $2,500 a month, $30,000 a year. And then I have private school, college, $80,000 at $6,700 a month or $80,400 a year. And the total is a monthly nut of $68,700 or $824,400. Now, you see that obviously it's a lot of money, and most people may not get it, you know, hope to ever earn that money. And maybe some of you will, and that's cool. Maybe some of you already are earning that type of money. I know several of the people that I've coached over the years have earned in excess of $1 million. So, I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility. And I have friends of mine that earned, you know, way more than that. It's not anything that's out of the realm of possibility, but it's a pretty good chunk of change. But that being said, look how much you buy for $824,000 a year. I mean, this is probably most people's ultimate lifestyle. I mean, I don't think there's too many things that I've forgotten in terms of whatever. I mean, you can fit, you know, any of the toys and everything that you're looking to purchase in there. And when you look at somebody that's a professional athlete or whatever, and they're earning $10 million a year, you can just kind of get an idea of what that kind of money buys. Now, obviously, this is set up so that you could take this cost and you could adjust it. Now, I put these numbers in the monthly column manually on the mortgage as well as the loan calculator. So these were done on a loan calculator. I didn't go into the whole thing of how to set that up. So you would have to do that yourself. But everything else is pretty much automated, especially this yearly side. And you can put any numbers in there that you like. You could delete something. If you didn't want a housekeeper, you could get rid of that. Gardener, same thing. I mean, it's just a way for you to start dream building and start looking at the possibilities and seeing that wherever your income is, what do you need to do to take your lifestyle to the next level? Let me give you an example. Let's say your main residence is not, you know, $1,500 a month, but it's going to be, or not 1.5 million, but let's say, you know, $500,000, $250,000. And let's say your monthly nut is $3,000. Okay, that changes that number. Let's say your vacation home is, you know, $1,500 a month. Let's say instead of $2,000, make it a $1,000 payment. All right? That's a pretty good car, by the way, $1,000 payment. That's a nice car. A vacation every 90 days, instead of a $35,000 vacation, let's cut that up. So instead of $12,000 a month, let's cut that in half, $72,000. Let's say the full-time, let's say it's a part-time personal chef. So again, we're going to cut that in half as well, and we're just going to say, we'll say $3,000 a month just to keep the numbers round. Full-time, we'll say again, that part-time housekeeper, and as a result, we're going to put that number in at around, we'll say $1,500. I think $1,500 would get you a pretty decent part-time. Part-time gardener, just say instead of a gardener, we'll say a lawn service to take care of your lawn, and that's probably going to run on a monthly basis closer to $500. Fine dining, instead of, you know, this lavish expense, let's say you keep that on a monthly basis to, say, $1,000, which is still a lot of money to spend on going out. And we'll say the groceries, we bump those down to $3,000. random bills. We take them down, those down to about $2,500. And instead of a $30,000 lavish Christmas, we make it a $15,000. And so what we're going to do is we're going to drop this act. We'll make it a little bit more. We'll make it $1,500. And we'll make this one $1,500. Okay. And then we'll make the other is private school. We'll do $3,000. As you can see, quite a big difference. It's still a lot of money. But is it really that much? I mean, there's a lot of people that make this type of income. And you certainly could do that. And that's still a dynamic lifestyle. And you could take, you know, vacation home away. You could take these cars. You could start playing with the numbers and seeing where you need to be. Seeing what you could be, what you could do, and work it into your lifestyle. Now, on some of the other videos and other modules, I'm going to definitely go into how you could get a lifestyle like this. You see, lifestyle is not necessarily having the money, but having the time and the money in the right proportion in order to get the maximum usage. And that's exactly what I'm going to show you in a couple modules down the way. Once we get this put together, I'm going to show you how to do that. I'm not going to give you any specific business opportunities or anything like that, but I'm going to give you some examples that I've done in the past, that I currently do, the type of money you can earn, and just kind of give you a glimpse into what you could do. Now, obviously, you have your own dreams and goals. You're going to obviously do what you need to do, what excites you, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to get excited about that. So, that being said, take these tools, start to utilize them, and get an understanding of how the power of doing these little exercises start to free up your brain. Now, obviously, you combine this thinking with affirmations, subliminal messages, or subliminal files from my subliminal solution system. You combining all of these concepts to work together that just create a dynamic that it is hard to beat, quite frankly. So, any questions you might have, feel free to email me. And I think this is a great exercise that you're going to get a lot of enjoyment out of. Thanks for watching, and have a great day. So long.